Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur and the visiting Earl of Wessex, Prince Edward, will this morning present the 2016 Head of State Awards to 94 selected Ghanaians at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Formerly known as the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, the awardees were picked through a rigorous selection process. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Neelanti Vanderpoy, said those to receive the awards have undergone 24 months of leadership training to enable them to contribute meaningfully to Ghana's development. He spoke to Seth Aya.
The Head of State Award actually started as the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, but around 1974, then Head of State General Kutu Achampong, in consonance with his own decision, change it to Head of State Award. And then the Commonwealth Heads of State also adopted that. Most often, the heads of states of respective countries in the Commonwealth celebrate this award as their own version of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award.
Which particular personalities will be receiving this award?
A group of Ghanaians were selected across the country, and they've been involved in 24 months of leadership training, equipping them with skills so that they will be psychologically tuned to know that they can contribute a lot to the development of their country. And they can think about what they can do for the development of Ghana and not what Ghana can do for them. And so these people, having gone through that sort of training, are selected among the lot and awarded with gold awards. And principally that is done by the head of state, the president. And so His Excellency the Vice President will be standing in for His Excellency the President to award these 94 gold winners of the Head of State Award.
Apart from carrying out the award ceremony, what would the prince be doing again?
He'd be involved in lots of activities, youth seminars, leadership training seminars, youth entrepreneurship seminars. He will also be involved in other activities like being a courtesy call on Otunfo Tetutu, who is a patron of the Head of State Award Scheme. He will also have time to interact with the Paralympic team. He's a patron of the Paralympic Olympics. He will interact with them. He also have time with children at the Kumasi Rattray Park. Then in Accra, he also have time to share with some business executives in the gala night at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Also be involved in the Durbar of Chiefs and People at Manchagbona for the Chiefs and People of Jamestown traditional area. You know, the British had a relationship with the Jamestown people, so he will pay a courtesy call. And he will also be unveiling the rehabilitated monument of the British Empire at Jamestown. As a country, we need to celebrate this because this cements our relationship with the British government, and I think it's a good thing. And also, I'm more interested in the youth development aspect of it.